finalize. We unfortunately want to take this opportunity again to say that one of the weaknesses of ourselves was that immediately when we came in was not actually the which act are they in play and what are they saying about us, and that's the other the weakness that we've identified as we're dealing with this issue. We have been working on the old act and now we have been exposed to the new act, and the old act was outlining the process in a different manner that we are proceeding, or where we have been informed to proceed. So now, the amended version, it says the process that we're following is correct, which actually, in terms of the as the minister, might, by notice, can put the invitation to parliamentary committees for them to nominate for people to serve in the council. So the old act actually was putting us as a part of the panel that's supposed to evaluate the shortlisted the candidate. So the new act, the amended version, they've amended that version. We just have that courtesy to be invited by the minister. It's a courtesy of the minister to invite us to forward the two people that must serve in the council. So we have received three CVs. And we needed to finalize, we have two. We needed to finalize to have two CVs that would actually, if we think it's proper, looking at the CV that we can send it to the minister on behalf of the committee. So I'm going to open this because I assume that members have received the CVs in time you have went through the CVs. I'm told you were given only yesterday, so I'm not sure whether you went through the CVs. But the deadline is Friday. You're saying you've received the CV now. Can I give you then 5 minutes just to peruse the CVs, and then we'll come back to the deliberation on that, because the closing date is Friday. Can we agree on that? Okay, 5 minutes. 5 minutes is gone.
No, I'm saying we've got 5 minutes before we are doing the mission. The house will be sitting soon.
Yes, oh, no, no. I think the 5 minutes that we have given ourselves to go through the CV is passed. Yes, those are the, we've only received 3 CVs, and they were expected to send 2. Can I get deliberations on members? Honorable Dutana.
Good afternoon, Chair and members. My take is with the last one, that is Sabina Sapolosa. And the reasons for recommending a stem from 3 points without boring you with any degree, as everybody has. It's an academic qualification.
So maybe let them clarify whether are they miss or is miss.
So
it's miss. Yeah. It's a miss within a couple of. Yeah, I'm just saying that it's not miss. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Can I proceed? Okay, so academic qualifications, the relevance of her work experience, and the fact that now she is not tied up to any particular employment because she's a partner, as she is, which means that there would be flexibility on her part to attend the meetings. As I said, I don't want to pay you with details which are in the CV. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much. Having looked at that one, Joseph, I concur with Honorable Sultan. I've seen very strong background and involvement and all of things. Thank you.
Honorable Jefferson, yes, I have a different view. I was looking at the first person, Mr. Ngidi. I don't know, and I didn't get, and maybe I wasn't part of the discussion on Tuesday, but I don't know who the current people are and how many people we're supposed to be replacing to. But the first person to me maybe might bring a bit of a more rural, small-scale people on board. And the problem with not knowing exactly who the people are that's on the board currently, if there might be already a person with that kind of experience there. Because I think one of the issues that I found with the National Agricultural Marketing Board is that there's not enough focus on getting small-scale producers markets, like we discussed the other day. I have nothing, I don't know any one of the three people, so I don't have anything personally against any one of them. It is just what has drawn me to the first person, and look at the education, which might be a bit not so great as the last person, but I've also found that in rural communities it's not always school and degrees, that you need people that is got life skills and experience sometimes, especially if you are in a pool of people that, you know, you have other people with expertise that can fulfill that kind of qualification. So if we need to do two, I'll be happy with the last one if most people feel like that, but I was just thinking that the first person for a bit of more small-scale focus in that world, because that's what I personally feel we need to move towards also.
Thanks, Honourable Sven, Honourable Ramaphosa, and Honourable Mandela.
No, thank you, Chair. Chair, looking at also the background and the activities for the first applicant, I would also go for the first due to the history of experience and active participation directly into the system of agriculture and so on. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. No, I'm just building the second and the recommendation, first, being the latter, make them guilty, who has been nominated, and I'd like to second that nomination. And then it would be the last one that was nominated in the name of Ms. Dina Tapolosa. And that would be my two names that I'd like to be seconded as proposed on the floor. Thank you.
Thank you. I think in principle, all the hands, they are going for Mr. Mgidi and Ms. Dina Tapolosa. We both expected to forward two names, and can we agree that it's our decision? Honorable Lucas Mandela.
I'd like to move the motion as agreed. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our two candidates that will be sending as this committee is Mr. Isaac Mbeki Mgidi and Ms. Sabrina Kapulosa. There is no order of preference. So I'm just saying I've preferred them as they've written. There is no order of preference. Okay. And we have to agree, Honorable.
On no order of preference. It's because the two would be part of the pool of people who have applied and submitted their CVs. And then the decision lie on at that level of the Minister of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries. Thank you.
Thank you. Just for the record, repairs not help if
someone were to form a second Chief Marilla's proposal? He's second. Oh, he was second.
So I'm going to give Argentina the, because we have to have the report, adopt report. This meeting must actually adopt as a report, just to go through the report and then we endorse it. Formalities.
Thanks. Good afternoon, honourable members. The committee report is as follows. Report of the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries on the invitation to nominate candidates to serve on the, National Agricultural Marketing Council dated 11 September 2014. The Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, having considered the request by the Minister of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries to the National Assembly to nominate suitable candidates to serve on the National Agricultural Marketing Council, refer to it for consideration on the 15th August, CATC 7 August 2014, reports as follows. After having deliberated on the 26th August, 2 and 9 of September 2014, the committee recommends, in accordance with the Section 4A of the Marketing of Agricultural Products Act, Act number 47 of 1996. I think we have to change the act because there is this amended one. Yes. To the Minister of Agriculture, Forest and Fisheries, that the following candidates be nominated to serve on the National Agricultural Marketing Council. Mr. Isaac Beki Mugidi and Ms. Sabina Holosa. Thank you.
For the adoption of the report, Kosi Mandela.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to move for the adoption of the report as amended. If we could adhere to the corrections, in particular to the Act and yes, thank you.
I'm seconding, Chair. Thank you very much. This is the end, will be the end of our meeting. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.